Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. O memory, thou dear deceiver, thou precious liar, without thee, how could one ever bear the past? Poetry aside, isn't it memory that gets us off the hook? After all, we don't lie. It's our memory that takes certain liberties with the truth. Who among us is brave enough to want to remember the past exactly the way it happened? Our mystery drama, Killer's Appointment, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Marion Seldes. It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The standard engine is a V8. Standard tires, steel-belted radios. There are front and rear stabilizer bars, special springs and shock valving, fast ratio power steering, and a rally steering wheel. What makes all this interesting is that it belongs to a full-size six-passenger Buick, the 1977 LeSabre Sport Coupe. You'll have to drive it to believe it.
Here in my hand is a little capsule. It's Contact. It contains enough cold medicine to help relieve cold symptoms caused by every known virus. Think about that the next time you're sick. Sneezing, dripping, all clogged up. Then let us help you with real medicine, like Contact. We're number one in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact. Real medicine for real cold.
Take only as directed.
ShopRite's annual canned goods stock-up jamboree. And ShopRite's the place to be for store-wide savings. Hearts Delight Alberta Peach Halves, 29-ounce can, 49 cents. Debbie's Corned Beef, 12-ounce can, 99 cents. It's a January Whitewall tire sale at General Tire. You'll save on the famous General Jumbo 780, featuring two glass belts, a wide seven-rib tread, and a smooth-riding polyester cord body. It's priced as low as $29.95. That's for size A, 7813 tubeless Whitewall, plus $1.73 federal excise tax. Larger sizes are comparably priced. Stop in through Saturday at General Tire, 400 Broadway Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey, or 95 Hackensack Avenue, Hackensack, New Jersey.
Sooner or later, you'll own General. Sooner or later, you'll own General.
Mystery Theater fans, more radio dramas coming your way on WOR Radio starting Saturday, February 5th. A new series called the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will be heard following the news at 6 on Saturday evening and following the news at 4 on Sunday afternoon. I'm Hyman Brown, producer and director of the WOR Radio Mystery Theater, promising to bring you new and exciting adventure each and every weekend. That's starting Saturday, February 5th, for the new General Mills Radio Adventure Theater over WOR Radio. Love, it is said, gives a woman full stature. And if that's true, some women must be 10 feet tall. They are the women for whom love is all. Love is enough.
Love is both the meaning and the purpose of existence. How marvelous to be able to love like that. How wonderful and how terrible. 20 years ago, 19-year-old Lydia Prentice was sitting in her mother's kitchen.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
Lydia, you'd be late for work.
I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life.
It isn't as if Herb is making enough to support
and
the two
God
of you.
And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.
Oh, there's no point in talking to you.
I'm sorry, Mama. What were you saying?
Honestly, Lydia, you can be so provoking sometimes. Now, a body is trying to talk sense to you, and you sit there mumbling that silly poetry.
It isn't silly poetry, Mama. It's a prayer, and I say it every morning.
A prayer?
Yes, Mama. I say it because that's just the way I feel about Herbert. As if the poet who wrote it was looking into my own heart and my soul.
Oh, my little girl that never grew up.
I am grown up, Mama. I'm 19, and I'm going to be married tomorrow.
But you live in a fantasy world.
Honestly, Mama, I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you don't, but I know. I know in my heart that I haven't prepared you for marriage.
You haven't been like a lot of mothers in this town. You did tell me the facts of life.
Oh, those aren't the facts of life, honey. That only has to do with nature and such, but there are real facts of life.
Like what?
Oh, like money.
Oh, I don't care about money, and neither does Herbert.
Oh, that's only true at 19. You'll be 30, 40, 50, and maybe then you won't care about anything else. Oh, darling, life is more than poetry, more than beautiful flowers. Life is pain and disappointment. The world is a cruel place.
Not my world. My world will be Herbert and me, and our children, our folks, and our friends. Oh, Mama, it will be glorious. You'll see.
Oh, I hope so.
Herb and I are satisfied with just each other, and books, and music.
Are you sure Herbert will be satisfied with that?
Mama, Herbert chose me. He could have had Carolyn Jordan.
Now, darling, you don't know that for a fact.
Oh, the whole town knows it. She had a cap set for him. Not just her cap. That mansion on the hill, that sports car.
All right, all right. Maybe you're right.
I am right. That's why I say my prayer to love every morning. That's why I'm so thankful. I know it doesn't happen to everyone. Not every girl gets a man like her.
I guess not. Oh, now, who do you suppose this can be?
Hello?
Is that you, Jenny?
Yes?
I didn't recognize your voice. This is Tom Garrity.
Oh, good morning, Tom.
Is that the sheriff?
Is Lydia still there?
What's he calling us for?
Do you want to talk to her?
Yeah. No. No. Jenny.
What does he want?
What is it, Tom?
I guess it's better if you tell her.
Tell her what?
Herb. Herb Larson.
Yes?
Well, we're holding him here.
Where?
In the jail.
What for?
Robbery. Assault.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Mama, what is it?
I'm afraid it's very serious. He stole $50,000. Almost killed old Jerry Koopman.
Oh, but Herb could never do a thing like that.
What could Herb never do?
Well, seeing as how he and Lydia were scheduled to get married tomorrow, I think she ought to know about it, don't you?
Yes.
Goodbye, Jenny. You better tell her.
Yes, I'll tell her.
Tell me what, Mama? Tell me what? No, Sheriff. No!
Sorry, Lydia. Who else but Herb would have known there was that much money in the safe last night?
Please, Sheriff.
Herb's the only one who knew the combination of the safe.
Herb didn't do it. I know he didn't.
Herb spends a lot of time there nights going over the books. So he knew that at 10 o'clock regular, Jerry Koopman, the night watchman, has himself a sandwich in the utility room.
But you can't prove that.
So Herb was able to sneak up behind him, hit Jerry on the head, and make it look like a professional job.
Sheriff, it's just a mistake. I know, Herb. It's a mistake.
It's a mistake, all right. Evidently, Herb didn't know that the money had all been registered. Every one of them bills is recorded. That money's going to be too hot to spend.
Oh, Sheriff, Herb is innocent. I tell you, Herb is innocent.
Well, I didn't expect you to say anything else. But just between you and me and off the record, you've got to get him to confess.
Confess to a crime he didn't commit?
If he confesses and tells us where he hid the money, we could maybe be talking in terms of 3 to 5, 5 to 7.
3 to 5, 5 to 7 what?
Years in jail.
7 years in jail?
What are you getting so excited about?
I don't want to hear another word. Do I have the right to see him? But why, Herb? Why?
Oh, my poor darling.
What are they trying to do?
What? It doesn't matter. It's what it will do to you.
Well, we'll fight it.
It isn't any use. Everyone is convinced I'm guilty.
Well, I don't care about everyone. I believe in truth and I believe in justice.
Oh, Lydia, it happened to us now. The day before
we'll be married. I promise you.
It's no use, Lydia.
You'll not go to jail. I don't care how many voices are raised against you. One voice will be raised for you, and that's the only voice that counts. The voice of God.
Oh, Lydia, don't.
Don't what? Don't believe it? Well, I do believe it. God isn't just something to talk about. He is here. He is with us all the time. Let's pray to him. He'll not let an innocent man go to jail.
Lydia.
He will not let an innocent man be branded
Lydia,
a common criminal.
Listen. Just don't say anything for a minute and just listen. I'm not an innocent man.
Herb.
Last night, I stayed late at the plant.
I know, darling. You've...
Please, don't say anything. Please. It was 10 o'clock. I closed the ledger. I walked out of my office, past the utility room. The door was open. He was sitting at the table, old Jerry, his back toward me, eating a sandwich. That Polish sausage, that kielbasa, smelled so good. I said to him, how about giving me a hunk of that? But he kept on eating. He didn't even turn around to see. Then I remembered how deaf he was. It was walking stick, you know, that heavy one. It was lying on the floor behind his chair. Picked it up and I brought it down on his head. And he just slipped out of his chair on the floor, you see.
Oh, no, no, no.
And then I walked down to the hall into Mr. Jordan's office and I opened the safe.
You didn't.
And I took out the $50,000. I have to say the rest. I hid the money in, you know, the old elm tree near the lane to the lake where we carved our initials.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
Well, there must be a reason.
I don't know. Something made me do it. Something deep down inside me. Something I never dreamed existed.
No, Herb. What you're telling me now, it can't be true.
You don't want it to be true, Lydia. I don't want it to be true either, but I did it. Without thinking, I knew I was going to do it. And I didn't try to stop myself. It was as if I was standing outside my own body watching a stranger commit that crime, and I didn't try to stop him either.
Herb, you're not well. This monstrous accusation has made you ill.
Why? Why don't I stop lying to you and lying to myself? I wanted to do it for a long time.
Don't say that.
Maybe I'm just sick of just being a bookkeeper, a nobody.
You're not a nobody.
Suddenly I wanted money. I wanted it so bad. I was willing to risk anything. Everything. And I did.
Oh, Herb. It was a fit of madness, I guess.
Now it's gone. I see now what I've just thrown away. I've destroyed my whole life.
For what? Something I don't want.
I don't want that money. I want us to be married. I want to have a job, a home, children.
That's all I want. What did I do? Herb, listen to me. Listen. You'll have those things. You and I. We'll have them together.
Oh, please, Lydia. You're the most wonderful woman in the whole world, but it's over. I'm guilty.
No, you're not. If you think about it carefully, you're not guilty.
I'm the one that almost killed Jerry Cooper.
No, you're not the one.
I opened the safe. I stole the money.
No, you didn't. Someone else did.
Someone else? Who? Who?
Me.
Lydia? Our shy, ethereal Lydia? Our young, idealistic Lydia? She hit old Jerry Coopman over the head? She stole the money from the safe? How? It's true that still waters run deep. However, this seems to be a stream that has no bottom. But it does have a second act. And I'll bring it here in just a few moments.
You probably don't go to your True Value hardware store just to buy batteries. Hi, Pat Summerall. You probably pick up some while you're there just because you happen to see them at the checkout counter. But now here's a good reason to go to your True Value hardware store just to buy batteries. Now you can get a four-pack of EverReady C or D-size batteries for just 77 cents with a coupon from the Super 7 Value Circular. That's four C or D batteries for just 77 cents. You might not need batteries right now, but remember those times when you needed a flashlight and the batteries were dead, or the time when you were going to the beach with your portable radio. And guess what? No batteries. So now's the time, while they're on sale. Get a four-pack of EverReady C or D-size batteries for just 77 cents with a coupon from the Super 7 Value Circuiter from participating True Value hardware stores. And remember True Value. That's more than just a name. It's their way of doing business. And tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
There's never been such a carpet sale. Dependable Dean does it with a blockbuster of a warehouse inventory clearance sale. Dean recently drastically reduced all carpet prices. Now they've made additional reductions on a tremendous selection of the finest carpets. You've never seen prices so low for quality so high. Beautiful shimmering colors, bold, soft, exotic, elegant. Luxurious textures, velvets, plushes, shags, plaids, sculptures, tip shears. And Dependable Dean has also assembled a large selection of superb remnant rugs at unbelievable savings. You'll find over 1,000 room size and oversized remnants at 50% off the already reduced remnant prices. Shop the Dean Warehouse Inventory Clearance Sale today through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. at all Dean stores throughout New Jersey. All of Dean's easy charge plans are available. Remember, you can't spell dependable without D-E-A-N.
Do you have a relative or friend with a drinking problem? Do you feel as if you've had it? If you do, take hope. Help is as near to you as your telephone. Many thousands have found understanding through Al-Anon, and life is very different now. Yours can change, too. If you'll reach out and call us, Al-Anon Intergroup, area code 212-254-7230. Yes, call Al-Anon Intergroup, 212-254-7230.
Now, Beechnut, the gum that gives your mouth a break gives your wallet a break, too. When you buy one pack of Beechnut gum at your local food store, you can get three more packs of gum free. Just mail the special store coupon, along with your Beechnut gum wrapper, to WOR, New York 10018. And Beechnut gum will send you three more packs of cool, minty Beechnut gum free. And if you can't find the coupon, ask the store manager to get it for you. That's a real Beechnut break.
Things are not always what they seem. Dross may be passed off as purest gold. Indeed, it frequently is. The sweet, may be only a thin patina that is laid over the bitter. Indeed, sometimes misfortune even turns out to be a blessing in disguise. How do you figure, Lydia Prentice?
You? How can you say you robbed the safe?
Because I did it.
Oh, Lydia, please don't you fail me. All I have left, don't let this destroy you.
You must listen.
No. Not when you say you bludgeoned old Jerry and you robbed the safe because
why?
Look, I'm not crazy. I did it.
Herb, I'll confess. I'll go to jail.
What have I done to you?
You must not be convicted.
There's no way you can prevent that.
I'm showing you a way.
I don't understand.
I will confess.
But you didn't
Herb,
do it.
Herb, I did it.
You're crazy.
Look, can we consider the facts? You're convicted. You go to jail. 3 years, 5 years, whatever. You're branded. You're a criminal, and it follows you for the rest of your life.
Lydia,
you mustn't interrupt me. And you have a skill. It concerns figures. The handling of money. It's what you do best. It's the career you want.
Lydia, what are you saying?
Just a few more words and I'm finished. You'll come out of jail, and they'll say that you've paid your debt to society. But we know that isn't true. Who will ever give you a job handling money again? No one.
Please don't say any more.
You'll still be in your 20s. And your life, your active, productive business life will be over. But this way...
Which way?
The sensible way. I go to jail. It doesn't matter to me. All I want to do is be your wife.
I can't let you take the blame for what I did.
I want to. I'm your Lydia. Your Lydia. You and I are in love. We're like one. And if you did this thing... Then I did it, too.
I won't even talk about it.
You say you don't know what came over you, why you did it. Herb, you did it for me. You wanted to make our life together easier. Now, which one of us should take the blame? Which one can afford it? I can. A few years in jail won't ruin my life.
Lydia...
Oh, Herb, don't be foolish.
You're serious. You mean it. But, Lydia...
Oh, let me do it.
I thought I knew about love. But I stand here looking at your face. The light shining in your eyes.
2 years, 3 years. They'll go by before we know it. And we'll be together again. You'll still have a good job, an opportunity for a career, and everyone will soon forget about me.
No, I can't. I can't let you do it.
Well, that means you don't love me.
How can you say that?
Love is more than giving. It's also taking. And if you don't take this from me, it means you just don't love me enough.
Don't say any more, please.
We have to do it this way. There's no choice.
What kind of a fool to take me for?
I'm guilty, Sheriff.
What are you trying to do?
Oh, poor Herb. He wanted to take the blame, but I just can't let him.
In the first place, only Herb knew the money was in the safe.
I knew. He told me.
Only Herb would know the combination.
I knew. Herb told me.
Why would he tell you a thing like that?
He's in love with me. I could make him tell me anything. Oh, took a while to worm all the information out of him. But I learned everything I had to about old Jerry and his late-night lunch hour. Sure enough, Jerry was busy eating and I hit him over the head.
You hit him over the head, huh?
Yes.
Tell me, Lydia, what did you hit him with?
His own walking stick. That heavy wooden cane that he carries. It was lying on the floor behind him and I picked it up and... Oh, really paying attention to me now, aren't you, Sheriff?
Oh, Lydia, I can't believe it.
The walking stick? You found blood on it. Well, how would I know that that walking stick was there if I hadn't used it?
Lydia, I know you since you was a little baby. I just won't believe you would commit...
And if I wasn't the one, Sheriff, how would I know where the money is?
I shouldn't have let you do it.
It had to be this way, Herb.
Look, I'll go to the judge. I'll confess everything.
Shh, don't talk so loud.
But Lydia.
Don't weaken now.
3 years without
They'll
you.
They'll go by.
There'll be no living for me. Until we're together again.
Write to me, Herb. Keep writing to me.
I promise every day. And I'll see you again next week.
Visit and hours are over.
So soon? So soon. Oh, Herb, darling.
All right, keep apart. You know you ain't supposed to touch. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Lydia. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Herb.
Now, through there, mister. Hand your pass to the guard at the door.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye, Herb. Goodbye.
Okay, sister.
You could have let us kiss goodbye. And
you know the rules.
I know all the other guards will break them.
Oh, look, I'm doing you a favor. Why don't you forget him? He's a punk.
You may be a prison guard and I be less than dirt under your feet, but don't you dare say
that. Oh, shut up, will you? You took the rap for him, didn't you? I hear what's going on.
You couldn't prove it.
Why would I want to? But he's a punk for letting you do it.
We love each other.
Ah, oh, ditch that guy. He's bad news. Do it before he gives you the gate. What do you want?
You didn't give me my mail today.
How could I give you your mail when you didn't get any?
That's impossible. I get a letter from him every day.
Yeah? Well, maybe he's got writer's cramp. Now what do you want?
You know what day this is?
I got a calendar. It's Sunday.
You know what time it is?
It's 1:30.
Well, it's visiting hours.
I know it's visiting hours.
Well, aren't you going to take me down to...
What for? You don't have a visitor.
Well, of course I have a visitor. My fiancé. He comes to see me every Sunday.
Yeah? Well, maybe he found himself a girlfriend.
Oh, please, don't say that.
Why not? You're no use to him.
Please. Please. Oh, something maybe... Something's wrong.
You can say that again.
I mean, maybe... Yes, that's it. Maybe he's sick. Oh, poor Herb. There'd be no one to look after him.
Ain't that a shame?
Please don't make fun of me. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hey, you okay?
Let me alone, please.
You got a visitor.
What?
I said you got a visitor.
You see, I told you he didn't forget me. Oh, he loves me. He's here.
Listen to me.
He loves me. Why didn't you tell me he was here? I don't even need makeup on. I have some lipstick.
Where's oh, the... for crying out loud. I didn't say he was here. It's your old lady. I didn't know what to do. Someone had to tell you.
Yes, Mama.
I know he promised to wait for you, but well, you really couldn't expect him to.
No.
Darling, please, he's been going with her for almost a year. Ever since...
Has he?
She's rich. Her father owns the plant. It's a golden opportunity.
It would seem to be.
But what did you expect? You did something crazy.
I see that now. It was crazy.
How could you do it?
I'm sorry, Mama.
Do you need anything?
No, Mama.
Well, I'll try to get up here again. Real soon.
Thank you, Mama.
Through that door, hand your pass to the guard, please. Goodbye, Lydia. I'm sorry.
I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, I guess you would, if you could get to him tonight. But you're lucky. You still got 2 years to go. You'll cool off.
I'm going to kill him.
It ain't worth it. You knock him off, it's a minimum of at least 10-15 more years here. It ain't worth it.
It is to me. I'm going to kill him.
What's the matter?
I don't feel well.
Oh, Yeah, but where?
It's my head, and I want to see a doctor.
Okay. Out of bed. Look, I'll take you to the dispensary.
All right, wait. I can't seem to walk. Could you hold out your hand for me?
All right. Hey!
Hello, Herbert.
Lydia.
Are you surprised to see me?
You're supposed to be in jail.
Yes. Well, that was my mistake. You are supposed to be in jail.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I understand. Now, we're at that point. What am I talking about? You've rewritten some history, haven't you?
Lydia, fate does crazy things. We can't predict our actions.
Yes, we can. I can predict mine. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill you.
What? Lydia, that gun.
This gun? Very cheap, badly made.
Lydia, you can't kill me. You love me.
I did love you, Herb. How I loved you. No one will ever love anyone the way I loved you. And perhaps no one should. Love can be too strong, too terrible, too all-consuming.
I can't help it, Lydia. I just fell out of love with you, that's all.
That's all?
I'm telling you the truth.
Bye, Herbert.
Hold on, Herb. Hold on! Let go of that gun, Lydia.
No, I'm going to kill him.
Lydia, let go of that gun.
I missed him. My first shot missed him. I'm going to kill him.
No, Lydia, no. Now, you're going to stand still and behave, or do I have to put the handcuffs on you?
Why didn't you let me kill him, Sheriff? Why?
Just be thankful I stopped you. The thing they called me from the penitentiary, they figured you'd be headed this way.
I'm going to kill him, Sheriff.
Lydia, you talk like that, and you'll never get out of jail.
I'm sorry I hurt you.
Oh, listen. You ain't nearly as sorry as you're gonna be.
Well, I suppose you do have the right to make it tough on me.
Oh, not as tough as you're about to make it on yourself. Oh, let me see. Your original sentence was 3 out of 6. Now it goes up to the full 6 now. You got 7 for assault. Another 7 for escape, so... tonight's little caper just lost you the best years of your life. You could have been out when you were 22. Instead, you stay here till you're 39. At least.
It doesn't matter. Whenever I get out, I'm going to kill him.
Sure.
I don't care how long it takes. But I'm going to kill him. I promise you. I'm going to kill him.
Promises, promises. But if you analyze what we've had so far, you'll see that this is a story that's based on broken promises. Meanwhile, here Lydia is back in jail for what appears to be a very long time. Well, in a very short time, I promise to be back here with the third act, and that's a promise you know I'll keep.
The 1977 Buick Regal. It comes with Buick's terrific V6 engine. It carries 6 people and lots of Buick comfort. It's lean, it's maneuverable in city traffic. It's the most luxurious mid-size car Buick builds. Yeah, this new Regal is pretty much everything a car should be, except for one thing. It isn't yours yet, but it can be. Just see your Buick dealer for a test drive soon.
Nice dog.
Dogs, we love them, and how they love us back. When they play with your kids, you can forget that dogs were once wild. That in an instant, man's best friend can become his deadliest enemy. The dogs, the new bestseller by Robert Calder that critics called more terrifying than Jaws, because it could happen anywhere. The Dogs, just unleashed in paperback by Dell.
Would you buy an imitation when you can get the original, the genuine? Of course not. Krakus and Atalanta brands, the originals, are genuine imported Polish hams. They're available at your favorite grocer, supermarket, or butcher. Krakus and Atalanta, the original brands, are the only brands of imported Polish hams to carry both the Good Housekeeping seal and the Parents Magazine seal of approval. Insist on the best for your money. Fine, lean, great-eating Krakus or Atalanta brands of genuine imported Polish ham in 2, 3, 5, or 7 pound take-home sizes. You can also buy these fine hams sliced from larger sizes at your deli counter. Krakus and Atalanta Polish hams have been imported for more than 25 years by New York Commodities Corporation, New York. Available at all Acme supermarkets.
Alan Arkin will hypnotize him. Vanessa Redgrave will tantalize him. Laurence Olivier will victimize him. And a 7% solution will drive him mad. Alan Arkin is Sigmund Freud. Laurence Olivier is Moriarty. Robert Duvall is Dr. Watson. Vanessa Redgrave is a lady with a lust for lilies. Samantha Egger is a prude with a purple past. Joel Grey is an undersized man in an oversized coat. And Nicole Williamson is Sherlock Holmes. He'd give anything, perhaps his life, for the 7% solution. A universal release rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
One of the year's 10 best, says Candy of the Times. Now at Universal Showcase Theaters.
The years between 19 and 39, perhaps the most crucial 20-year period in anyone's life, the transition from youth to maturity, two fantastic decades of infinite possibilities. Well, not for everyone. Certainly not for Lydia Prentice. Lydia Prentice is spending those 20 years in prison. Lydia Prentice with a raven black hair. There are little strands of gray here and there by now. And there's a line or two, oh, still very faint, near the eyes, the mouth. 20 years. A lifetime. And yet, she is kept busy, in a way. She has compiled a scrapbook, painstakingly, over the years.
Mail call. Here's that hometown paper of yours.
Thank you, Agnes.
Got another picture of him in it. He don't change a bit, does he?
Yeah, I see. He's been named president of the plant. Herbert Larson, new president and chief executive officer of Jordan Industries. Good.
Good? Why is it good? Shouldn't you be rooting for him to fall on his face?
No, I want him to succeed.
Well, I gave up trying to figure you out a long time ago. No picture this time, just a story. Mr. and Mrs. Herbert Larson returned from round-the-world tour. A shame the boat didn't sink.
I hope he had a wonderful time. I hope he's happy. Happy beyond his wildest dreams.
You know, you're kind of peculiar. That takes all kinds. Why do you want him to be happy?
Why? Isn't it obvious?
Not to me.
Well, look at him. His career is flourishing. There's even talk of him running for the Senate. He's madly in love with his wife, a beautiful, wealthy woman. Charming children. He still has his looks, his youth, everything to live for. And I am going to take it away from him.
Yeah? How?
I am going to kill him. Oh, yes. His cup will be running over. He'll have everything. And then he'll have nothing.
Now, Lydia, listen. That's a bad thought. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it? What do you think keeps me alive?
Come in, Lydia. Sit down.
Thank you, Warden.
Oh, come on, old pals like us. You can still call me Agnes. Yeah, it's been a lot of water under the bridge since you was a new fish in this joint and I was a wet behind the ears guard.
Exactly 20 years ago. Tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss you, Lydia. Let's face it. What you get in the jail is mostly riffraff. But, I don't know. You're a lady.
Well, you try to hide it. You're one, too.
Ah. Well, now what are you going to do?
You know what I'm going to do. Kill him.
Oh, talk sense.
This is sense for me.
But it's been 20 years.
What do you think has sustained me all this time? What's kept me sane?
They'll only send you back here.
I know.
You'll throw your whole life away.
Ah, I threw my life away a long time ago.
Now, listen. You kept your looks. More. When you came here, well, you're only a pretty girl. Now, you're a beautiful woman. It's not too late for you.
I'm not interested.
Oh, come on, be sensible. My brother, he's in real tight with the governor. That's how I got here behind his desk. Well, I spoke to him about you. Now, things can be arranged. A job, a good job could be found, say, somewhere downstate. With your looks, you could still meet guys. Interesting, important guys. This don't have to be the end of your life. Make it the beginning.
I gave him all these things. This ease, this wealth, this pleasure. And I am going to take them away at the very height of his enjoyment.
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep your old cell reserved for you.
Mr. Herbert Larson, please. I beg your pardon? Oh, are you his secretary? Well, I think you should tell me, because we had an appointment. Yes, my name is Cynthia Powers. I'm with Fresh Faces magazine. I've come all the way from Los Angeles to interview Mr. Larson. He's where... But you can tell me we're old friends, Mr. Larson and I. Where? Oh, I see, Sterling's. Well, I know where that is. Thank you.
What'll it be?
Ginger ale.
You sure?
Don't you serve ginger ale?
Well, the reason I asked, the gentleman other end of the bar wanted to know if he could buy you a drink.
Thanks, the gentleman. Tell him no.
Yeah, say, you look familiar.
Do I?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just can't place you.
Well, this world is full of people who look like other people.
Look, why don't you let the gentleman buy you a drink?
Because as I look at the gentleman from here, there's nothing about him that arouses my interest.
He's harmless and...
Yes?
Well, it's a real sad story there.
Oh, please, go no further. I've heard too many sad stories in my life.
Well, the gentleman, how old would you say he is?
I'm not sure I care.
Well, guess.
60?
You're way off.
70.
Oh, well, look at him. Close. His hair's almost white. He's kind of fat, but he ain't nowhere near that old. Man's hardly a day over 40.
Well, that's too bad.
I mean, what does it cost you? He won't try to pick you up or get fresh or anything. Just give him a nod and smile. You're looking at the richest man in town.
What kind of a town is this?
Rich town. Lots of dough here, and he's got most of it. Well, his wife has, anyway. They own the mill, half the real estate, three quarters of the bank. You name it, they got it. Of course, she always had it. He fell into it.
Who is he?
Name's Herb Larson. The guy with everything going for him. And he... Well, he just... he's going to drink himself to death.
It's hard to believe.
Well, he's got a good constitution. Let him stay at least 20 years.
20 years? Oh, who knows? He may die sooner than that.
Yeah, that's true.
You never can tell. He might even die tonight.
Are you going to kill him, Lydia?
How do you know my name?
I thought you looked familiar. I'm Joe Garrity.
Sheriff Tom Garrity's boy?
Yeah, I was a year behind you in high school.
Yeah. How's your father?
Oh, he's okay. He stopped you from killing Herb that time you broke out of jail. That was many years ago.
Are you going to call your father now?
No.
Why not? It's your duty as a citizen.
Yeah, I guess so. But you see, Herb gets loaded here regularly. It's like his real home. And he talks to me. And he told me the real story.
What real story?
Who really robbed that safe. So, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to kill him, you have the right.
That's a fine way for a sheriff's son to talk.
Fact is, when it comes right down to it, I don't think you'll do it.
You believe that?
I'll bet on it.
Or you'll lose. I'm going to open my purse. Take a look.
Yeah, I see it. I still say you won't do it.
Watch me. Mr. Larson? Mr. Herbert Larson?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my name.
I have something for you.
For me?
Would you like to see what it is?
I'd be delighted. So glad you decided to have a drink with me. You're a remarkably handsome woman.
Thank you.
You remind me of someone.
I seem to have that gift.
You seem familiar. She'd look like you. Something like you today.
Who would?
Girl I love very deeply.
Would her name be Lydia?
Yes, that was her name. Lydia.
Lydia Prentice?
How would you know?
I'm Lydia.
You're Lydia?
Yes.
Lydia, you've come back.
Yes, Herb, I've come back.
I'll divorce her. I never wanted her money. None of it was any good. She never loved me. She got tired of me. She keeps me around for show. There are other men.
Oh, what a shame.
My kids, they have no use for me.
That's too bad.
Make business look good. The papers print articles about what a great guy I am. Everybody knows it. Because we own the papers. I'm a joke. Joe Garrity, bartender, ask him, he'll tell you. But all these years, I had a dream. A dream you'd come back. I could start all over again.
That was your dream?
Almost 20 years. I dreamed you'd come back. We'd start all over. And it happened. You've come back.
Yes, I've come back to kill you.
Lydia.
I've come back here to kill you. That's been my dream. For 20 years, I've thought of it every moment.
Thank you, Lydia, for setting me free. You're doing for me what I don't have the courage to do for myself. I tried it so many times, but I'm a coward. A gun terrifies me, pain frightens me. Can't force myself to take the pill. Shoot me, Lydia. Please, quickly. Pull the trigger!
Hello, Lydia.
Hello, Sheriff.
I heard you was out of jail. Knowing you, I figured...
You figured right.
I'm gonna have to try to stop you.
I could kill him before you moved a step, before you reach for your gun.
Kill me, Lydia, please.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? This little 36 caliber bullet would be so quick, and you'd be out of your misery.
You were always the strong one. You were the one who knew what had to be done. Kill me. If you love me, kill me.
No, Herb, I don't love you. And I'm afraid if you want to die, you'll have to make your own arrangements.
But I don't want to live.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to. Oh! What's the matter with me? I feel...
Yeah. Are you all right?
Yes, I... I have this feeling. This light, crazy feeling. I've come awake from a nightmare. I'm 19 again, and my whole life is in front of me. My whole life is out there, waiting for me.
Thank you.
cherished dream. And yet, it can come true in such strange and inexplicable ways. Sometimes, the best way to kill someone is to keep him alive. Sometimes, life is actually death. Well, on a more definitive basis, sometimes I leave you, as I do now for a few moments, but I always return.
Reach out and touch her, send a birthday party. Reach out and touch her, send a birthday party. Reach out with FDD and the birthday party bouquet.
She'll never outgrow a birthday party. And now you can send one to her with the FTD Birthday Party Bouquet. Colorful flowers with party horns and favors tucked in arrive as a surprise party to help her celebrate her special day. Your florist can send the birthday party bouquet by wire almost anywhere if you say, send it the FTD way.
Reach out and touch her, send a birthday party. Reach out and touch her, send a birthday party. The birthday party bouquet. Come on and reach out with the birthday party from the florist of FDD.
Acid indigestion sufferers, all antacids are not alike. Digel is different. You see, trapped gas often churns up with excess stomach acid. That's misery. Plain antacids have nothing to relieve this problem. But Digel adds a special anti-gas medicine to its soothing antacids. This Digel difference means trapped gas breaks up fast, as Digel relieves acid indigestion fast. So get more complete relief. Get the Digel difference. Use only as directed when needed. Digel.
Have you heard about the wonderful new life at the Cupola, a very attractive senior citizens facility in Paramus, New Jersey? At the Cupola, all living suites are private, each kitchenette equipped, and available either unfurnished or furnished to suit your particular taste. There are gift, barber, and beauty shops, card and game rooms, libraries, a theater, maid service 7 days a week, many planned activity, 3 superb daily meals from a diversified menu, a fully staffed infirmary, and convenient shopping in the Paramus Ridgewood area. The Maloney family, owners and managers, invite you to visit the Cupola. Talk to the people who are living there, and you'll agree this is the ultimate in senior citizen living. The Cupola is at West 100 Ridgewood Avenue in Paramus, 15 minutes from the George Washington Bridge. Call 201-444-8200 or write for a full-color brochure. The Cupola. Make the next years the very best years of your life.
People even like the price policy at AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO gave me a price okay before they did the work. There was no guesswork about anything. Then when I picked up my car, the price was the same. I wish a lot more places operated the way AMCO does.
People like the way we do things. We do things right. AMCO. MCO.
AMCO is the world's largest transmission specialist, and there are over 40 AMCO centers in this area, one close to you.
Memory. Mysterious memory. What did happen in the past? What is the past? 10 minutes ago? Yesterday? Last week? Last year? The further back we go, the more blurred and hazy. And he is brave indeed who truthfully tries to penetrate the mist. Who was guilty? Who was innocent? Who were the heroes and who were the villains? Or were things never really clear-cut? One thing is clear. We are here for your pleasure. Our cast included Marion Seldes, Michael Wager, Bryna Rayburn, and Bill Griffiths. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Tonight's WOR Mystery Theater was also brought to you in part by ShopRite Supermarkets, where you get a lot more for a little less. The preceding program was furnished by CBS Radio. Your dial is set for 10 minutes of late news with John Scott. WOR New York, an RKO General Station.
It's 8 p.m., and this is WOR News. New York and New Jersey both declare states of emergency to deal with energy shortage. President Carter's administration may be running into difficulty with Congress. On Wall Street, stocks are lower in active trading, and the weather forecast... The man says clear and cold tonight, the low 15 to 20. It's 27 degrees now and mostly clear mid-Manhattan. Good evening. I'm John Scott. New York Governor Hugh Carey and New Jersey Governor Brendan Byrne have both declared states of emergency to deal with a shortage of fuel, particularly natural gas, in their states. A spokesman for Carey said it's not immediately known what emergency powers the administration could bring to bear to alleviate the shortage of natural gas that's plagued the state and much of the nation for several days. His actual message is to be released later today, a spokesman said. Byrne signed an executive order outlining steps his administration would take, but stopped short of closing down schools because officials said it would save only 1% of the state's natural gas supply. Bert Ross, the New Jersey State Energy Administrator, resigned today with a sharp rebuke to Byrne, whom he calls indecisive and inept in handling energy crises. Pennsylvania closed its schools yesterday to conserve gas. Officials in Connecticut say natural gas supplies are barely adequate, but no emergency steps are contemplated as long as pipeline deliveries are not cut back any further. Indiana has lifted its ban on coal burning, and as many as 250,000 workers may be laid off in Ohio tomorrow as that state shifts limited natural gas supplies from factories to home use. The Agriculture Department says extensive freeze damage to Florida's fruit and vegetable crops will trigger higher prices on items this winter. Although prospects for fast congressional action on President Carter's emergency gas proposal still appear good, proponents of long-range gas deregulation are voicing skepticism. Senator John Tower says the only solution to the natural gas shortage is full deregulation. The Texas Republican said as soon as the President and Congress recognize that, the warmer it will be.